السلام عليكم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Sorry, I came a little bit late, but I had to pray at home and come. Because if I left before I pray, it will be late to be here. So alhamdulillah, just this week, and then inshallah next week, when the time goes a little bit earlier, will be basically on time. So I know you had many requests for surahs, and just subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me choose Al-Mulk. And alhamdulillah, there's a lot of surahs, a lot of requests came from different surahs, but this one, I don't know, just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it happen. Walillahi alhamd. So how many of you have memorized Surah Al-Mulk? Not too bad. Al-Mulk. Right. How many have memorized? Okay. And the rest? And the process? Okay. Inshallah, the real one, the Islamic one, right? Not the Muslim one. This is how I call it, right? The Islamic one, meaning I mean it, inshallah Allah will do it, will help me do it. And the Muslim one, meaning you figure out. طيب, what's so special about Surah Al-Mulk? That there were so many requests about it. Okay, what do you know? Bismillah. Al-Munjiya, the one, the saver.
The virtue of it, like if we read it.
I'm sorry?
The virtue of it, if we read it every night, it's a way to paradise.
Is the way to paradise. طيب. Any other one? Why did you request it then? Bismillah. So it's your companion in the grave. طيب. Any other thing? That's first question. Yes, please. Oh, are you reading something? We're not going to Google in this class. I'm sorry?
The majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creation.
طيب, so it includes the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creation. طيب, that's number one. Why it's called Tabarak? Or why it's called Al-Mulk? And the other name is Tabarak. Why it's called Al-Mulk? Bismillah.
It talks about
Allah's sovereignty. But there's so many other surahs in the Quran talks about Allah's sovereignty. See, the moment I ask you another question, you all don't know. طيب. And why it is after Surah Al-Tahrim, the sequence. Anytime, again, I'm not asking you to, I will be very surprised if all of you know the answer. And alhamdulillah, it will be great, but I will be surprised to be honest with you. But these are the questions that anytime you read a surah in the Quran, you need to ask yourself. This is how you learn. Is unless I think of the question, doesn't mean necessarily I know the answer. Otherwise, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. But that means there is something I need to learn. I need to look up. I need to read. I need to ask. Because Al-Mulk is one of the chapters that people know. It's not something that people don't know much about, right? It is not like, for example, Surah Az-Zukhruf. Many people very much unfamiliar with it. But Al-Mulk, everybody knows about it. There has to be a reason. That's number one. And number two, why it's called Al-Mulk? And then you said, well, because of the sovereignty of Allah and it is in it. Yeah, but there's other surahs in the Quran. There is also sovereignty. I mean, Al-An'am, half of it is a sovereignty. And number three is why in this place of the Quran? Why it is here? So just leave these questions with you. So as we go through these answers, inshallah, of course, we're not going to cover it in one class. We are actually going to be covering it, inshallah, maybe two or three, and see whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to do. So the first thing is, what I want you all to know is the following. The names of the surah, right? So number one, Tusamma, there's four names for it, plus Al-Mulk. So Tusamma, Tabarak, Al-Mani'ah, Al-Waqiyah, Wal-Munjiyah. So four names. Tabarak. We're going to come and talk about Tabarak in details, inshallah. So number one is Tabarak. Second is Al-Mani'ah, the one that prevents, or the one that protect, or immune. or give me immunity. Al-waqiya is same meaning, but it is protection more. Wal-munjiya, the saver. So pay attention to these four, because that's going to give you something, inshallah, you will learn. So number one is tabarak, because the first word in it is tabarak, but also it's related to the meaning inside it. So that's one. Second, al-mani'a, it's going to prevent me from having something. Third, al-waqiya, the protector. Al-munjiya, the saver. Are you all with me? Yes? So saver of what? You don't be scared. You said it to all of you. From the punishment of the grave. Prevent from the punishment of the grave. Right? And protect from the punishment of the grave. Right? So protect me, save me. Yani if it is there, I'm going to be saved because of it. I'm going to be protected because of it from the punishment of the grave. And it's going to be completely prevented. So I'm going to be protected, prevented, and saved. Now the question is why? Why this specially related to the punishment of the grave? You all knew the answer. Why? Yes, he said so. Exactly. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't go too far. The first time, this is how I want you all, when you, inshallah, as we learn, do more of this. Anytime you hear something about the Quran, right? First thing you say, is it in the Quran or is it in the Hadith, right? If none of those, then it has to be someone said something about it, but not someone you and me, somebody, meaning scholars, companions. And I'm going to take you through it because there's a lot of it, okay? So number one, it is the beginning of which chapter of the Quran? The 29. So what is before it? The 28. Which surah, the last one in the 29? In the 28? At-Tahrim. What is the last four verses or three verses of Surah At-Tahrim? You have to know it because it's related to women. Yani there is verses in the Quran you have to know because this is about me specifically. Yani all the Quran is about me, but also can be about my children or my husband and the men and everything. But they're specifically about women. And here, the last three verses of Surah At-Tahrim, Allah talked about what? The example of two women who were kafir in spite of being in the most virtuous house. And then the second verse is about that woman, so virtuous she, in spite of being in a house full of disobedience with a tyrant. And the third is a woman. It's very interesting, this. And the third is a woman, no house, no husband, but she was the most virtuous woman. Are you all with me? We always use this when the woman say, I cannot obey Allah because of my house circumstances. The answer is not necessarily. And the other one you can say, why you are not and your husband is very virtuous. So first Allah said the two wives of Sayyidina Nuh and Sayyidina Lut, two prophets, both were kanata min al-kafirin. Both were kafir, completely. One helped him, one helped in the disobedience of Allah and one did not believe in him, period. Then comes completely the opposite. Now the husband is not Nuh. Sayyidina Nuh or Sayyidina Lut. The husband is Fir'aun. And I mean, who is worse than Fir'aun in everything? But she was a believer, a strong believer, absolute certainty. It doesn't matter what he's going to do to me, right? And she made a dua to Allah. Ibni li indaka baytan fil jannah. Build a house for me with you in Jannah. The last one, doesn't matter who's around you or not around you. You don't need anybody. And that's Maryam. Subhanallah. And here he called her by her name. وَمَرْيَمَ ابْنَةَ عِمْرَانَ الَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا وَصَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهَا وَكُتُبِهِ وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. If you remove the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, if you just keep reading, this is the last thing you can read in the Tahrim. وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه. She believed in the words of her Lord, and in his books, وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. Why? Keep it in your mind. Now come and tell me, what does Tabarak mean? It's many meaning, but in general, Tabarak is only for Allah. If I'm going to say the word Tabarak, I have to follow it by Allah. Tabarakallah, mashallah. I don't say Tabaraka. I don't say Tabaraka, let's say, Sarah. I don't say Tabaraka, Muhammad. I say, Allahumma ja'alhu Mubarak. Tabarak is a description of Allah only. And usually it is without his name or with his name and his description. So why Tabarak? And he talked about Maryam. What is Tabarak? You're praising him, you're glorifying him because he's Allah, okay? And perfection, absolutely. What is I'm not trying to make it aqeedah, but I need you to think of this because the word Tabarak repeated in the Quran. What is Tabarak special to Allah? What is in Allah? Only him.
Creation.
Bigger, including creation, of course, is bigger. Ability that he can do things nobody can do, period. Doesn't matter who you are. And he was the only one who gave Maryam a child without a husband, without having a relationship. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. Did you get the relationship? It's beautiful. There's a book only about the relationship. سَلْبِقَاعِ. I don't think it's translated yet. It's تَنَاسُبُ الصُّوَرِ وَالْآيَاتِ. The relationship between the verses in the Quran and definitely between the chapters. And one of the easiest one you can think and very clear to you is the end of Al-Qamar and Ar-Rahman. The end of Surah Al-Qamar followed by Ar-Rahman. Right? It's amazing relationship. Right away you can see. I'm not going to tell you the relationship. It's very clear. Just go and read it. But always when you read the beginning of the surah, any chapter, look before, sometimes immediately, the last verse, sometimes two or three before, but it is related. Are you all with me? طيب. Now let's come, what is the virtues of it? Who said so? As we said. Number one, and this, it's a weak hadith, but the meaning of it is very beautiful. And he said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يحب هذه الصورة. And Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام loved it. Because it has so many description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so many knowledge for us in a very short. And he said, it's a weak hadith, but he said, I wish, wadattu, I love to see it in the chest of every Muslim. That's why I asked you how many of you memorized it. I love to see it. Do you really love Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? How many of you love Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? He said, why you are asking? Then when you love someone, don't you do what they love? Don't you do what they love? That's the love. He said, I wish, I love to see it in the heart of every human being. By the way, it's not a difficult one to memorize. It's 2.5 pages, and it's not very difficult. It doesn't have like these words, or the only thing, it doesn't have any story. But it's not very difficult. If you literally listen to it every night before you go to bed, now you're reading it. Imagine after 40 days you have been reading it every night. Every night. Allah will put it in your heart. Subhanallah. So that's number one, right? The other one I'm going to tell you a lot. This is a hadith of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah. And it's actually in At-Tirmidhi and Imam Ahmad. He said, إِنَّ سُورَةً فِي الْقُرْآنِ 30 آيَةً شَفَعَتْ لِصَاحِبِهَا حتى غفر له تبارك الذي بيده الملك. There is a chapter in the Quran, the whole chapter. It's not a verse, the whole chapter. 30 verses, 30. شفعت لصاحبها, meaning intercede for the one, صاحبها, meaning the person who knows it, the person who carries it. When you say my friend, it's a close relationship. الصاحب in the Arabic language mean a friend, a close friend, or the owner. صاحب الشيء is the owner. Like I say, this is my Quran. Or you ask, if you see a Quran, say, من صاحب هذا القرآن? Who owns this Quran? So are you صاحب الملك? Is الملك تصحبك? Is the ملك walk with you? يا ربي أمين. That's what I asked you again. Make it بإذن الله. Honestly, everybody in this room, all of you can do it بإذن الله. By Ramadan. And this is 3 months now. Four. Yeah, 4.5. You should have plenty of time to memorize it. Plenty of time. If you do every day, listen to me. Every day, one verse. 1 month, you're done. It's 30 verses. It's not like 100 or 200. 30. Every day. Start from today. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Done. Keep listening. Keep reading. And read it in your salah. And if you don't have it yet very strong, read it in your sunnah. Put the Quran in front of you. And register it in your brain. That's how we always memorize the Quran. The picture of where the verse is has to... That has to have literally to register in your brain. Because when you come and read it from memory, you the only thing you see is where is it in the Quran. And when you forget, you always say, is it on the right or it's on the left? Is it on top or in the lower? So 30 verses. If you memorize it, start from today, before Thanksgiving, before the mid of November, you're done. So make this as, inshallah, I don't want to say homework, but inshallah, it's a plan. I don't want to say a promise because I don't want you not to keep the promise, but I'm going to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me do it. The people who memorize it, not better than you. This is how I say it. No. If you can read, they can read. If you can remember, they can remember. So the first one he says, there's a surah, I wish it is in the hearts of every Muslim. Ya Rabbi, make us among them. Second is, it's a chapter in the Quran will intercede for you and me. That's the second. Third, and this is في الطبراني. أنس قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, سورة في القرآن, a chapter in the Quran, خاصمت في صاحبها. Listen to this. حتى أدخلته الجنة. There is a chapter in the Quran argued for its sahib, same word, argued for the person who has it as a friend carrying it. Argued with whom? Naam. It argued for you till you enter Jannah. Till you enter Jannah. Why you don't have it yet? Why don't you have it in your heart yet? One verse, daily, 30 days, you're done. How many songs you have memorized? Don't show me hands, I don't want to know. But ask yourself, honestly, ask yourself, if you are able to memorize a song, then you can memorize Surah Al-Mulk. It needs what? Repetition. Read, repetition, and hear, and enjoy. That's why I always say, find a reciter that you really enjoy his recitation. It hits you. Perfect. Because then you will keep listening and moves you. And كلهم beauty. But everybody has a different taste. So the second thing, you want someone on the Day of Judgment, believe me, we all want someone on the Day of Judgment to argue for us, to defend us. And it will. Right? So that's the second one. Now, look, listen to this one. This is Abdullah ibn Abbas. He said, some of the companions of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam put a tent on the ground. And as they were in the tent, they heard someone reading Al-Mulk. And they went to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and said, Ya Rasulullah, we went and put a tent on this ground. We didn't know there was a grave under us. And we heard from the grave, we heard someone reading Al-Mulk. تبارك حتى ختمها. We heard someone read it till he end, till the end. قال الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام هي المانعة هي المنجية تنجيه من عذاب القبر. He said, the names, you said it. هي المانعة is the one who will prevent. هي المنجية the one which will save. I think this is way more enough for you and me too. Yes. And you know what? Bring your family. Bring your daughters. Get you all together. If you have somebody in your family who reads Quran better than you, alhamdulillah, let him or her read. Doesn't matter, but get together. If you do it after Isha every night, every night, how long it takes you to memorize one verse, you think? One verse. For those who don't know Arabic, let's not talk about the people who know Arabic. Because if you know Arabic, it's much easier. May Allah forgive us. But if you don't know Arabic and you read it by transliteration, so you can read it. Do you know what I'm talking about? تبارك الذي بيده الملك. So you literally, T-A-B-B-A-R, right? How long it takes you? Have anybody tried? One verse. How long it takes you? 10 minutes. Maximum 30 minutes. Maximum 30 minutes. If you want to read, the usual way to memorize is you read it at least 7 times. You read it 7 times, and it's the same Mus'haf, the same Quran. You read, read, read. While you still have an issue with saying, fine, listen, one verse. Listen and say after him. There is a Mus'haf al-Mu'allim. You know, there is, you find it online, is where the Qari, the reciter, read, and there's a young boy, read after him. You all have heard, definitely al-Mulk has it. خلاص. Let's do it every night. After Isha, after Maghrib, after Fajr, it depends who you are. I'm not going to say after Dhuhr, after Asr, unless you don't work. And this is the best time for you during the day. But most of us, this is a busy time. So either after Fajr or after Isha, if you are a night person. طيب. Let's look at more of it. So enough this for me, that it is going to save me, right? Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he's a companion, he said, look at this one. It's a little bit scary, but it gives you even more push to memorize it. He said, يُؤْتَى بَالرَّجُلِ فِي قَبْرِهِ. The man, human being, in the grave, he will be pulled. First, someone is going to come to him in the grave. First will come to the legs. And the legs will say, you do not have, you cannot touch him. ليس لكم من قبلي سبيل. You cannot get to him from the legs. كان يقرأ بي سورة الملك. He used to read by me سورة الملك. Meaning, how many of you, those of you who memorized or memorizing or reviewing, sometimes we walk because it's easier. I don't know about you, but definitely this is easier for me, right? So you're using your legs. For what? Not going to the movie, not going to shopping. You're using your legs to read. And read what? Quran. Those legs will protect you. Did you get that? Now are you collecting everything? Why it's al-mani'a? So the legs will speak. Okay. Then he will be brought from the front, min sadri, from here. Oh, he said batne. So from that part or that part. And that part will speak. By the way, every part of our body will speak, except exactly. Everything is going to be talking. The belly or the chest will say, you cannot get to him. كان يقرأ بي سورة الملك. Now if you have memorized it. Or even if you have you're taking breath to read it. You're using part of your body. Then they come to the head. And the head will speak, and he says, you cannot get it through me. كان يقرأ بي سورة الملك. فهي المانعة. Now, the same thing. It is the one that prevent, that protect, that saves. I think this is way more than enough for us to memorize it. 2.5 pages, 30 verses only. Okay, and this is another hadith of Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. من قرأ تبارك الذي بيده الملك كل ليلة منعه الله عز وجل من عذاب القبر وكنا في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نسميها المانعة وأنها في كتاب الله عز وجل سورة من قرأ بها في كل ليلة فقد أكثر وأطاب. هذه addition. So they said this is a surah and he didn't say الملك. They say تبارك الذي بيده الملك. So sometimes you introduce the surah by the name or sometimes by the first verse. For example, سورة السجدة. Many of you don't know her name is the Sajda. Rather, ألف لام ميم تنزيل. Right? Some surah, Subhan al-Isra. So here also, تبارك الذي بيده الملك. So here, الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام said, Surah, who read it every night, now coming to every night. Allah will protect him, save him from عذاب القبر, from the punishment of the grave. It is something in our deen. I'm not trying to scare you. It's a fact. It's a fact that we, Ya Rabbi Ameen, I wouldn't say we, أعوذ بالله, there is something called punishment of the grave. Right? And كنا نسميها المانع, the protector. وأنها في كتاب الله, من قرأ بها في كل ليلة, now the addition, فقد أكثر وطاب. He will have more and he will live good. Now an extra virtue. You'll feel good when you read al-mulk and your life will be full of barakah. Right? So here we go. Now al-munjiya, also the arguer, the one to argue for you. It's 30 pages, 30 verses. What I want you to do is, when you bring the Quran, especially the shorter surahs, because it's much easier for you to practice this. Tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you more comfortable, and then you can apply it on the longer one. You bring the surah, map it, they call it. It's a very common term. What does map it mean? What does it talk about? What is these 30 verses? And normally what I did when I started this long time ago is I go by the numbers and I see, are these numbers the same? Meaning 1 and 2 and 3 talking about the same, like 5, 6, 7. And if you come to Surah Al-Mulk, you will see the following. Okay? Number one, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what subjects Surah Al-Mulk talks about? From 1 to 3, 1 and 2 and 3, praise Allah. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Glorify him, the one who has the sovereign, owns everything, and he is capable of everything. طيب. Then, he doesn't talk about himself. He talks about his creation. Look up at the sky. Look at the sky. I'm not going to give you all the detail because we're going to go and it's in, but I'm just giving you an idea, right? Then, look at the sky. Do you see any deficiency? Look again. Do you see any deficiency? You don't. Then let me talk to you about Jahannam. 6 to 11, talking about Jahannam. Hellfire and the people in the hellfire. Goes back to creation, 15. Goes back to his power, 16 and 17. Back again to his creation. I hope now you know why it's called Al-Mulk. Because the percentage of the verses that talks about his ability and his sovereign is almost 80-90%. So almost all the surah, almost all, talks about what he owns, what he created, and what he is capable of doing, especially the end of it. There is no name of a prophet in the surah. There is no story of a prophet in the surah. So interesting. Are you all with me? طيب. What does the word tabarak mean? Or first, how many times Tabarak came in the Quran? Is it only here? No. Alhamdulillah. طيب, Bismillah. How many? Somebody is Googling. Don't Google. Don't Google, guys. Right? Right? Just think of it. طيب, I'll give it to you. Don't worry. Okay, Bismillah. Number one, I'll take you through it by the sequences. Number one, it's in Surah Al-A'raf. It's in the middle of the surah, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تبارك الله رب العالمين. ادعوا ربكم. He said, إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمري ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين. In general, pay attention to this. Whenever he talks about his creation, not whatever, but when you see the word Tabarak, look for his creation. Look for his creation. It's usually before. So like when I say, you cook very well. The best thing you cook is whatever. The best drawing you draw, the best whatever, mashallah. Are you with me? He say this about the creator, Tabarak. So the first one is fil A'raf, and it is the verse is in 54. Second one is fil Mu'minun, when he talks about his creation, our creation, how he created us from dust, then from sperm and egg, and then we become a small blood clot, then we become a leash, then we become fetus, then we have bones, then the bones are covered by muscles, and then we become adult, then we become old, we become demented, or we die. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. So the second is فِي الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and this is actually in verse 14. Four times came in Surah Al-Furqan, which is interesting. Four times fil Furqan. First verse in Surah Al-Furqan is Tabaraka alladhi nazzala al-Furqana ala abdih. First, then they made fun of him alayhi salatu wasalam. What is wrong? He walks in the streets and he eats like you eat. Why didn't he have a treasure? Why there is no treasure was sent to him? Why there is no angel we can see? And Allah respond, Ya Allah, how Allah defend the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya, I wish Allah defend me this way, but I'm not. تبارك الذي إن شاء جعل لك خيرا من ذلك جنات ويجعل لك قصورا. تبارك, glorify him, meaning he's capable. If he wills, he's going to make to you, he will create for you way better than the food and the markets they are making fun of it. يجعل لك جنات, he will make gardens for you, ويجعل لك قصورا, and all the palaces, right? Then he said, all the way at the end, talks about his creation. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا. Pay attention to what I told you. When he talks about his creation, he said تبارك. You look at the sky, what do you say? Yeah, because now we're talking about Surah Tabarak. But normally, what do we say? Oh, it's a good night. Oh, look at the stars, right? Look at the moon. I don't see the moon. Yeah, of course. Again, because I'm talking about... طيب الحمد لله, but make it as a habit. Make it as a habit. He said, تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا. It's beautiful, هذه. تبارك, meaning glorify him. Glorify him and glorify him. Glorify him because that's what he create. And glorify him, you, I, me, and you. جعل في السماء بروجا. He filled the sky with stars. البروج هنا is stars. وجعل فيها سراجا. And he made in it a siraj. نعم, sun. وجعل فيها قمرا منيرا. And he created in it a shining moon. Tabarak. Right? Then it comes into Tabarak. Then it comes at the end for Zukhruf. You can look it up. It's about nine of them. Nine of them is Tabarak. طيب. So what is Tabarak? Let's see if anybody online can give you, save you. Nobody. Nobody. Huh? Ta'ala sha'nahu. It's a word of praise. And it's a word of glorifying. The origin of it is from? Na'am, from al-baraka, from blessings. Al-baraka, blessings, is the origin of tabarak. What is baraka? Not baraka cafe? But why did they call it baraka cafe? You will know why it's Baraka Cafe after I tell you what's Baraka. What is Baraka? Sayyidina Isa, and you need to make this dua for yourself. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him blessed. Mubarak. وَجَعَلْنِي مُبَارَكًا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا إِنَّمَا كُنْتُ. He made me blessed. What does that mean? I look at you and says, MashaAllah, you're Mubaraka. This baby is full of Baraka. What does that? Huh? So one of them is big accomplishment in a short time. You have 1 hour. Normally, you can do one task. But if there is barakah in that hour, you can do 5 tasks. Very good. Not quick. Barakah. So that's one. Second, barakah. Naam. Same thing. It's either in a short time or a little effort. For example, you have a test tomorrow. And for whatever the reason, you didn't study very well. And you go and you do very well. You know why? Every question there is what you studied. You studied only 2 pages and all the questions from these 2 pages. Allah put barakah in that test for you. But don't depend on that. But why you? Why he will make me mubarakah? Why? Right? I have to do something. I have to own it or deserve it or work for it. How many of you make a dua for herself? I didn't say work. Dua. Make me mubarakah. Barak fil waqt. Ya Allah, put barakah in the time. Ya Allah, put barakah in my effort. Ya Allah, put barakah in my memorization so I can memorize. And normally I'm very poor in memorization. One, honestly, some people, subhanAllah, some people like that. One verse will take me 3 hours. Ya Allah, put barakah in it. And then Allah responded and I memorized it in 30 minutes. That's barakah. So barakah cafe, why they call it barakah? Yes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, suddenly you have all the masjid, they want a coffee. That's a barakah. Exactly. So don't you see this? Sometimes you enter a store, and the store, there was nobody. Nobody. You enter that store, and the store becomes full of people. They look at you and says, you brought the barakah. Did you get it? So it's a beautiful thing. It's an amazing thing if Allah make you mubarakah. Meaning, wherever you are, wherever you will be, goodness is going to come out. Imagine this. Don't think, yani, this is what I want. Don't always think about money and material, right? Wherever you are, you make somebody or people feel good genuinely. Wherever you speak, something good comes out. Somebody you don't know was waiting for that word. You said something helped someone feel good. You're a mubarakah. And I remember one of the first dua, the first teacher I saw in Jeddah. She looked at me and says, may Allah make you mubarakah. I was like, what is she saying? I really didn't know. I just jazakillahu khair, but I didn't know the meaning. And then subhanAllah, as we studied, we learned it. It's an amazing dua that you make it for yourself. You make it for your children. You make it for your house. Even you make it for your car. You make it for anything you use. Meaning, you are not going to use it to disobey Allah. Because that's not barakah. But don't ask for something haram, ya Allah, make it mubarak. It doesn't work this way. But it's something halal, something ordinary. But because Allah put barakah in it, what normally people get out of it, you will get 5 or 10 times. Barakah. وَجَعَلْنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. So this is number one, al-barakah. Tabarak, so from barakah. Second is when you talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tabarakah mean ta'ala, exalted. Ta'adham, honored. No one like Allah. Subhanallah, I wish you all were this morning with us in the Aqeedah class. This is something you really all have to study. When you start studying about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who is He? That we think we know, but we don't. When you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exalted from every analogy, nothing like Him, means what? That's what He said about Him, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. He has the sovereignty and He owns all this world, but no one like Him. What does that mean? When you say this person is so generous, for example, human being. No, I'm not talking about money. Generous. She is generous. There is no comparison. between her generosity and when you say Allah is generous. Can't compare it. When you say she is so knowledgeable or he is so knowledgeable, alim, but they are not al-alim. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. And he owns the keys of the unseen. Not the unseen, the keys of the unseen. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. No one knows it but him. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ. Not a single leaf falls. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. Not a single seed in the darknesses of the earth. وَلَا رَطُبٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. But he knows it. Every time, I love gardening. So every time I clip, whether it is flowers, whether it is the trees, because they fall. Everyone he knows. And if you live in a state, or you're traveling to a state, where now we're getting to the fall, and the state is full of tall trees, like if you go to the Midwest or you go to the East, and you're going to start seeing the floor, the ground, full of leaves. We have something, we have to clean it. It's part of the maintenance of homes. If you live in the Midwest, is in November, you have to get someone to remove all the leaves. I always look at it from the window. You're not talking about one or two or three or four. You're talking about thousands. Each one fell, he knows it. Each one fell, he knows it. And you tell me, I know. And I say to myself, I know. Or you say, he or she is very knowledgeable. Did you get the point? That's why we say Tabarak. Never, ever compare any human character or attributes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ما قدر الله حق قدره. You don't know the real value of Allah. You don't know who is he. And he said it in the Quran 3 times. They don't know who I am. Can you imagine this? How painful is this? When you as a woman, especially woman, and someone is close to you, but they don't know your value. How painful. How painful. You're so good. You help. You give. You do. But they don't know your value. But they praise everybody, but they don't praise you. How do you feel? Sad. Hurt. Right? What else I do? And sometimes we complain, may Allah forgive us. What else I do so they know who I am? Right? Imagine this is Allah. Imagine this is Allah. And that's why he praised himself, Tabarak. He himself, then I put people above him. Yes or no? I put my beauty above him. I put my career above him. I'm not saying don't be beautiful. I'm not saying don't have a career. I'm not saying don't love people. No, absolutely we should, but not before Allah, because he's Tabarak. No one like him, ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. Nothing like the like of Allah. SubhanAllah, today we were talking about it because we were talking about Ihsan. And I said, and I want to say this to everybody, including those who are online with me. I want you to try this exercise. It's not exercise meaning, it's not a sport. When you are in Salah, and I don't know why this one brings it. Maybe you have another movement in the salah. But to me, when I am in ruku', and for a second, I think I bring my brain, and I say, Allah is looking at you. What happens to you? What happens to you? You freeze. Literally, you freeze. Try it. I've tried it. I'm not saying this. It's not something I read. It's something I tried. Because at one moment, not moment, 1 second, you felt Tabarak. You felt who's he. And your ruku' will be very different. You will not be thinking of anything. And this is why the highest level of closeness to Allah when you know He is seeing you. And when you act in a way and you know He's seeing you, Allahu Akbar. So Tabarak is a word that you should, when you read, stop for a second and think. Because now you're talking about Him, He's telling you who I am. Surah Al-Mulk is He is introducing me and you to Him, His words. He didn't say Tabarak, the one who can punish. Can He? Yes. Of course He can. He didn't say Tabarak, that the one, if He wish, He will perish everybody on this earth. He said it somewhere else in the Quran, but not with Tabarak. Tabarak, usually He's showing you what He has, what He can do. And that's why the first verse, Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Spend time with this one. Spend time with it. Tabarak, glorify Him. Praise Him. The one who needs, the one who deserves and only to be praised. Why, Ya Allah? بيده الملك. بيده, I don't want to say this because my hand and yours is not Allah's hand. But He definitely has a hand because He said it. يد الله فوق أيديهم. What is the sovereign that Allah has in His hand? What is it? Think with me. Don't go far. This computer, this mic, me, all of you, chair you're sitting on, the light, the camera, the light behind the camera, go outside, the cars, the parking lot, the trees, the buildings, look up, the sky, and whatever it has. Biyadih. Why did He say biyadih? In His hand. You have full control. When you say, where is the key? It's in my hand. In my hand. Meaning, now you have to go deeper now. And now you're going to see, as we go through it, you will see why it says from the punishment of the grave. It's very interesting, subhanAllah. If He wills, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and He's capable of anything and everything. If He wants, at this moment, I'm not trying to scare you, but we need really to go back and put Allah where He deserves. In a second, this will collapse on our head. Yes or no? In a second, the impossible, whatever impossible you've heard today, whatever someone looked and says, no way you're going to do this, in a second, He'll show you it's possible. Ala kulli shay'in qadir. Wa huwa. He didn't say His name, by the way, here. He didn't say Tabarak Allah. He said Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Sovereignty. Know who we are. Let's be humble. Let's humble ourselves, not to human beings first. Let's humble ourselves to Him. To Him. To Him. Get up and put yourself for 2 rukaat in the morning. What is it for the biyadihi al-mulk? Owns everything. That bed that you love so much, that pillow that you are so attached to, or that work that you are so focused on, He can take it away in a second because He owns it. Do you see how we are? Do you see how distracted we are? How much we don't know? And we should. Because I asked you, you all know the mulk. Maybe you don't memorize it, but you know there is surah in the Quran called al-mulk, right? Most of you know that it is safer from the punishment of the grave. Majority of you know that we need, or it is highly recommended to read it before you go to bed. But did you spend the 2 seconds on the first? And you said, who is He that He owns everything? And I say this all the time. Whenever I travel, and I really recommend everybody, especially if you have a window seat. You know when we start descending, right? With, let's say, 30,000 or 40,000. And if it's a clear day, or even if it's in the night and you see all the lights, if you're on a 40,000, what do you see? Just a speck of light, right? Or a very small, tiny thing. And as you go lower and the plane goes lower, it takes about 30 minutes usually. So as you go lower and you go lower, things becomes bigger and becomes more clearer. He owns it all. Owns it all in his hand. And he can take it and he can give it. Now I want to end up with this verse today because I want you to go home with this verse. Why did he create us? Now you're going to say to worship him. Meaning, I'm going to stop everything. I'm not going to school. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to be praying morning to evening. You said worship, yes? But he said, you said liya'budu, to worship. Are you changing the Quran? So what is it? Just a second, did you raise your hand? Bismillah. I hope I didn't hear that. That's the only thing everybody knows. Al-amalu ibadah. If you don't live in the Arab country, maybe you don't know what I just said, but it is the commonest word. You know, now in deen, please forgive me. In deen, we are pick and choose. You know what's pick and choose? We know all the verses in the Quran that will work for me. But anything, I don't know. So what is al-amalu ibadah? Work is an act of worship. True or false? True or false? Just a second, bismillah. I didn't finish. 100%?
No.
50%? Going to school is ibadah? Abdab? Going to school is ibadah? Yes or no? Since we have youth today. Yes? Yes? 100%? Just a second, bismillah. Bismillah. No? Okay, great. All the youth tomorrow, don't go to school. I could become Muslim when I go to school. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. This is the second verse. The one who created death, he put death first, طبعاً هنا. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. He created death and created life. Why, Ya Rabbi? Don't say test. If you said test, you did not understand the verse. He didn't say لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. He said to test you. Yes, test for sure. But not test me, yani. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Which one among you? Which one among us today? Which we have more than 300 online. Who are those online? Better than me. Which one of you better than me? Not the way you look. Not what's your last name. Not what you do. Not what's your parents, where your parents live, or where is your home, what's the address. Not how much bank account or what do you have. Not what position. The best act. He said amal. He didn't say ibadah huna. أيكم أحسن عملا. Which one among you does the best? He created you and me to test me. He used the word ليبلوكم. البلاء is a test. Which one of us, everybody by the way, not for Onasa, everyone on this planet, subhanAllah, on Sunday I was stuck in the airport, the longest I've ever stuck in an airport. It's more than 3 hours. So you're sitting, and it was very busy airport. So you're sitting in this, and I was looking at people, you know, people going, people coming, plane, plane, people come off, people come on. And I looked, and I said, Ya Allah, everyone of those, doesn't matter Muslim, non-Muslim, it's not the issue, Halona. You know what they did, what they're going to be doing, when they were born. When they will die, or did they have lunch or breakfast this morning, where they will end. تبارك أحسن عملا. هذه الورد أحسن عملا is one of the should be my life motto. You know the motto? Every one of us has a motto, something, vision, dream. It's all good. أحسن عملا. You're washing the dishes? Washing dishes. It's an act or not? أحسن عملا. And أحسن عملا, the best way, not the way people tell me, not the way I like, not necessarily the best. Who? He said. He said. So I am washing dishes. What is أحسن عملا? I'm not wasting water. I'm not wasting energy. I'm not wasting my time. And I'm doing it to the best of my ability. Now, we are all different, but the best I can do. That's wallahi the best I... أحسن عملا. In, this is like detail, but the best thing is, and I said this morning, we're going to all stand up here for salah afterward, inshallah, those who can pray. Are we all going to pray the same? We all prayed Isha. We all did four rukat. We all went for ruku. We all went for sujood. We all listened. We all did. We all made dua. We all did. Is it the same? Which one is better? Is it you? 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 Of course, Allahu A'lam. But do I put it in my plan that I am going to do every act of worship, al-amal ibadah, every act I am doing? That's why you live and you are a worshiper. Every act I am doing, I'm studying because tomorrow I have an exam. I'm going to study the way that pleases Allah. I'm going to dress the way that pleases Allah in the best way. I'm going to eat in the best that pleases Allah. أحسن عملا. How many of us? I come to the masjid. It's so painful for me, Anna, when I come to the masjid sometimes. Because I'm in the masjid. The women are in the masjid. I don't know about the men because we are. I can't see or hear. But in the woman, we're in the masjid, the house of Allah, the best place that's easy for me to do good deeds. Right? Temptation is almost none. But why I'm not doing it? أحسن عملا. Two things I want you to go take home with you today. Number one. Ask Allah. I don't want you to do a promise because I don't want you to do a promise that you will not do it. Beg Him. And I mean it. And I always say this. Beg Him that I want to memorize Al-Mulk. And you're going to help me. You're going to make it easy. No one will make it easy but you. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. You're capable of everything and anything. And don't let anyone tell you you're old. You're going to memorize now? Doesn't matter. That's number one. And number two, that's how we learn from the Quran. We practice the Quran. Everything you do to your best ability, you do it the way with ihsan, with excellence, the way that pleases Him. The way that pleases Him, not please people. And don't be two human beings and two personalities. When you are in your room alone, you're someone. And when you are with people, you're another one. What about Allah? He's there with you all the time. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. إن شاء الله we'll continue next week بإذن الله. If I can ask everybody, please, if you can.